here is Gene. Okay.
Welcome. I'm glad you're all here, and I hope that you've been enjoying the conference and convention. And we do wish to get your input throughout the remainder of the weekend as to changes we need to do in programming ideas. Before we get into our program for this evening, I've been asked if we could allow two individuals to comment on something. And our end of our last session, there was a question, I understand, regarding Social Security benefits that it was felt that an answer was not given. And so I'm going to first, Bernice, who would like to respond to the question?
Pete Romero.
Pete, is there a way of getting a mic to Pete?
Thank you very much. Hi. It was a little awkward because I didn't know that I should respond when the person representing Social Security was here, so I didn't. But I used to work for Social Security, and I do know the answer to that question, and I feel like it wasn't quite answered. Rick had asked, if you're getting disability benefits, is there a point when you become retirement, and as opposed to you're getting retirement versus disability, and what benefits, if any, are lost? And once a person is getting disability benefits, either for reasons of blindness or other disability, they're under certain work restrictions as they were described earlier today. But once a person attains what's called full retirement age, and I'll explain that in a minute, then they can earn any amount of money they want, no restriction. In fact, depending upon how much they earn, it could even increase their benefits. They are considered to be fully retired. The benefit converts from a disability to retirement. Doesn't require an application or anything. It just happens beginning with the month that they attain full retirement age. Now, what is that? Well, used to be you could receive benefits at full benefits at 65. That no longer is the case. Full retirement now can be anywhere between 66 and 67, depending upon your birthday. It increases by increments of 2 months. But to make it easy, if you're born anytime after January 1st of 43 and prior to January 2nd of 55, your full retirement age is 66. So if that's the case, once you attain 66 beginning with that month, you can earn anything you want without losing your benefits. That's the answer.
Thank you, Pete. And since there is such an interest, this may be something we might want to dialogue with you and Bernice and some of the others to do maybe a panel presentation on the subject, since many of us are close to retirement age and are interested about Social Security, how it might be impacted. Thank you very much.